Hello, podcast listeners. This is another episode. Now we're up to 56 with your host Ryan Van Wyk. I actually was at work 2 hours early yesterday, not because I wanted to be, because my mom had to do some shopping, but I also had to talk to one of my managers, and I feel like I was being overworked. So I told my manager Carly yesterday that I'm dropping down from 5 days to 4 days, and I'm gonna leave it at four and nothing more. So basically, I'm telling her, I said, I just feel overworked. I said, I like the fact that you guys keep calling me every time when somebody calls off, but I'd like to be able to have at least a few days off in the week so I could basically relax a little bit and clean up the apartment a little bit more. But I said, I just felt like being overworked. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go at four at 32 hours, at least 33, nothing more than that. And I'm like, and even with my breaks, if I do 4 days and I'm at 33 hours and I minus my breaks, I'm still at 31, so that should be good enough for me. So I'm doing it like that now. And then there's really not much else to talk about, but I was over at my brother's the last couple days. Saturday and Sunday I was over at my brother's house. I spent the night. Every now and then I go over there with my mother and we spend the night. He's got 3 bedrooms in his house. Him and his boyfriend have one room. I slept in one room and my mom slept in the other. So while we were there, we went shopping. We went to Walmart and or as I like to call it, Whalemart, because it's where all the whales shop. I picked up a couple different movie series. One was The Leprechaun and the other one was Jarhead, and I couldn't pass them up because I loved the Jarhead series and I loved the Leprechaun series. So I'm like, I couldn't pass it up. So I ended up getting, the Leprechaun series had all 7. Especially the new one that didn't feature Warwick Davis. And then I have the Jarhead film series, which not only just features one, but it's got all 4 movies in there. And then even though because yesterday I worked 4 to 11, so that gave me time to talk to my manager. And then I gotta work today 4 to 11, and then tomorrow 2 to 10. And then I'm off Thursday, so that gives me time on Thursday to talk with Overnight Drive about me dropping down my hours and everything else. My vacation is still 2 months away, so me and my brother are going to take that trip to Starved Rock with my mother. Supposedly, the roommate was at first debating about whether he wanted to go. At first, he said no, and then he said he wanted to go, and then he went back to not wanting to go, and now he's choosing to go again. And then my mom kept trying to find it. So when we were shopping at Walmart, my mom kept looking for this Oreo frosting, and we found it at Walmart, but obviously Meijer for some reason doesn't carry it, and we've never found it there, but we found this at the Walmart in Richland Park, I think. It was either Richland Park or Olympia Fields, it was one of them. So that's where we had went to, and that's where we got this Oreo frosting. We got 2 of them because I wanted to try it, and my mom wanted to try it. So I've been keeping busy. And then I brought this one book, at Meijer, and it was about Frederick Meijer. It was about Fred Meijer, the guy that started the Meijer company, and it talks about his up and downs in the business, and it talked about how he became successful. And so Baguette, and he was one of the most successful businessmen because he created, because obviously with the type of ideal that he had, it took, there's over 200 Meijer stores in 7 different states. So that's how successful he became. And Meijer in itself makes about $1 billion a day in sales. So yeah, they're pretty good at that. I'm looking for something on my phone, but there's really not much. Shit, hold on. Obviously, Meyer had stopped it last week, but they're gonna probably continue it back up in the next week or two. Meyer was doing the Johnson and Johnson vaccine shot for the virus. They stopped it because people were having reactions to it. Obviously, I don't know if they figured out what went wrong there, but obviously they're gonna start it back up in the next week or two. And I was debating about whether to get the shot because they were offering $100, for you taking the shots. I'm like, do I want the $100 or do I just want to take my chance with the illness? Obviously, it's whatever I decide to do. We did have Walter Mondale die yesterday. He was the vice president under Jimmy Carter. And then we also had Mark Wahlberg's mother, Alma, die. And then one of the band members to the band, Louis, not Louis, one of the band members to the Kingsmen died too yesterday. I don't think there was anything else really, on what I could find. I have to look to make sure. But we do have Shaylor Hamilton die. Sorry. Shirley Hellman died. Obviously, he played for the Chicago Bulls back a while ago. His career only lasted 5 years, 1968 to 73, so he didn't play long. We also had Paul Orndorff, the blues singer. Then we had Black Rob die a couple weeks, about last week or so, or a couple days ago actually. He died from liver failure or kidney failure. He was only 51, not that old. During his rap career, he was arrested for grand larceny, and he failed to appear in court, so they arrested him. They arrested Black Rob on that, and he served 7 years in jail before being released in 2010. And also Jim Steinman died. He was a songwriter. Basically, he wrote some songs that were for a lot of people. He wrote the song. He wrote Bonnie Taylor's song, "Total Eclipse of the Heart." He also wrote Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. He also wrote Meat Loaf's song, I'll Do Anything But Love, But I Won't Do That. He also wrote The Sisters of Mercy's This Corrosion and More. He also wrote Barry Manilow's song, Read 'Em and Weep. And he also wrote Celine Dion's song, It's All Coming Back to Me Now. He also wrote the he also wrote Boyzone's song No Matter What. So he wrote a lot of damn songs. So with the Leprechaun, so let's get back with the Leprechaun series. I got through the there's seven of them, and I got through the first four, so I still gotta watch the fifth, sixth, and seventh. And with the Jarhead film series, I think I saw the first two, but didn't see the third or fourth one. And I still gotta get to my I still gotta get through my House TV show series. I got through the first three seasons. I think I'm on the fourth, and I still gotta do the 5 through 8 one. I might be going back out to my brother's house for a little bit on Thursday because I got to drop some shit off for my sister. We had brought some stuff for her and I forgot it in the car. So it's like, so basically I got to get that shit out to her. Really about I'm reading the first book in the Trials of Apollo series. I've got through the first, I'm almost done with the first one. Then I still got four other books in that series to read before finishing up the rest of them. And that book is really entertaining because it's about Greek mythology, so it's really interesting to read. But my main reason for cutting back my hours is not just because of being overworked. I got my learner's permit for driving, so I got and it was kind of hard to basically factor in a drive time when I was working 5 days at most, and I think and it was really hard to get any drive time in with only 2 days. So with me dropping down the 4 days, that gives me 3 days now to try to factor in a time for driving and to get some hours in. And hopefully I can have my license by next year. The one thing that terrifies my mom, so she's gonna be forcing me to do it. My mom basically doesn't like driving on the highway. And I told her, I said, once I get my license, I said, if we're gonna travel to all these different states and everything, I said, you're gonna need to have a fucking license. I mean, not just a license, but you're gonna have to drive across on the highway to get to all these other states we might wanna go to. So she's going to force me when I get my license to do all the driving on the highway because she's terrified of doing it. When I was getting up from work yesterday, Amanda Lubbin, one of the managers, was pulling in. He was coming in to start his shift, and he was telling me, me and him were talking about investing in something, and I said I've never been one to really invest in something, and I said I wouldn't even know how to go about investing in anything, and he said that some people are investing in what they call Bitcoin, and Bitcoin seems to be a popular stock, along with silver and everything else. I just never really bothered to figure out how to go about checking into that. Yeah. So with 3 days, so we're down to 4 days now, and basically having 3 days off in my schedule, it's gonna give me time to clean, to do my drive time, instead of using the mall parking lot, I might try going out on the road. And that's going to be another scary thing, is being on the road with all these stupid idiot losers, that basically don't follow the driving stuff the right way, as they should be. That's going to be another thing to work on. In about 20-30 minutes, it'll be time to put my lunch together because I'd like to leave about 3 o'clock. Even though it only takes like 10 minutes to get to my job, I said I sometimes like to be there early, for a couple different reasons. But also, this is another thing, fuckers. It's 4:20, so blaze up. It's weed day. Basically, the 4:20 help. It's the 4:20 day, so everybody gets to light up, smoke some weed, all that shit. Oh, he is so full of shit. Trump basically claims, oh, that being president was very traumatic, but he loved doing it because he helped people. Yeah, you didn't help anybody. You fucked people over, you fucking fat fuck. Yeah, this is basically how you would put it. The former squatter Donald Trump would not describe his 4 years in the White House as smooth sailing, but rather, Trump got on the fake news channel Faux, and he told the host Insanity, and in a sit down interview on Monday that his time as the most powerful person in the country was very traumatic for him. Basically, he said he had a great life, great company, great business, no problems. Oh, you had plenty of problems, you fucking fat ass. And now all I do is people are going after me. It's vicious. It's horrible. Before Trump cheated to win the 2016 presidential election, Trump had never served in public office and was known as a billionaire, celebrity, a failed billionaire, celebrity, real estate mogul. Yet his squatancy proved to be the most polarizing in modern American history. He scored an average approval rating of about 41%, which never got higher than that. At least, not really at all, but lower than any of his predecessors since the Gallup poll began taking its began keeping tabs in 1940. Amid his refusal to concede the 2020 presidential election, the January 6th Capitol insurrection, and his second impeachment trial, Trump's approval rating per Gallup dipped to its lowest at 34%. In his final year in office, Trump had oversaw the U.S.'s response to the coronavirus pandemic as the economy declined. Trump and his allies repeatedly downplayed the severity of the outbreak and often flouted public health guidelines that were meant to prevent virus transmission. And by the time he left office, roughly over 400,000 Americans had died due to the COVID-19. And still, Trump told Hannity he missed the job, yeah, but we don't miss you. Basically, Trump claims that he was helping people, which he didn't. He claims he helped them more than any other president or squatter. No, you didn't. The former squatter went on to tell Insanity that he was very seriously considering a 2024 presidential run, hoping he won't live long enough to see that happen. Trump claims that he was very proud of the accomplishments of his administration, which they didn't have any. He claimed that they had the greatest numbers in the world, which they didn't. So you know that. And now there's really not much more to talk about because I gotta get ready and everything. Man, a lot of work here to do and everything.